Walk into Olivia Chung's tiny one-bedroom apartment, and the first thing you notice is the artwork. She's got mirrors surrounded by mosaic tiles decorating the living room, along with a beautiful handmade mosaic coffee table. Chung made them herself, but she says it's been hard to do her art for a while.
I pretty much for the last maybe 3 years haven't had a permanent address.
That's because Chung hasn't been able to afford one. She's diagnosed with bipolar disorder, among with several other problems. Holding down a job has been tough at times, and her disability check wasn't able to cover the rent. She had a place 4 years ago, but the building burned down. Then she lived in an extended stay hotel, but that was too expensive. So she ended up couch surfing. Chung is thrilled to have her own digs after so long, and she's looking for a job.
This is my second month here, maybe. Month and a half now, and I'm anxious to see what my bills are, to know what I need to do to keep on top of things.
Chung's apartment is one of 10 that were rehabilitated by the housing organization CASA, or Community Alternatives for Supportive Abodes. The organization manages more than 250 apartment units throughout the Triangle, mostly for people with developmental and emotional disabilities. Griff Gatewood runs the housing program. He says folks with disabilities often have problems finding and keeping housing. Sometimes that's because they've had run-ins with the law, or have trouble keeping a job, or they're in and out of the hospital. Primarily, the problem is money, especially in a town like Chapel Hill.
We talk about a fair market rent for a unit, and the fair market rent for a unit in Chapel Hill is about $700 for a one-bedroom apartment. These could rent up, you know, between $600 and $800 would not be surprising.
But these units will rent for about $130 a month.
In the world of affordable housing, we often charge people a percentage of their income. So just like if you or I went to a financial planner, they'd tell us to spend 30% of our income on our housing. And that's what we ask these folks to do, too.
That rent helps CASA offset the cost of managing a unit, which is about $300 a month. The money to buy and renovate the units came from federal grants, some county money, and private donations. Housing advocates like Spencer Cook says this investment will save money in the long term. Cook is the housing coordinator for the local ACT team. That's short for Assertive Community Treatment.
For complete rehabilitation, recovery to even be possible, you have to have a stable, safe, affordable place to live.
Cook says whatever CASA pays to maintain the units for someone with a mental health disability is ultimately less than the alternative.
Somebody like that has a history of periods of homelessness, tenuous housing, where they're just at the mercy of whoever will let them stay on their couches, shelters, group homes, much more costly to the system, indeed, to stay in a group home or in the hospital, in jail.
During an annual count performed in January of this year, there were at least 150 homeless people in Chapel Hill, many of them with disabilities. In Wake County, that number was 800 people. And that doesn't include folks who stay with friends or relatives like Olivia Chung did. Now Chung says she feels comfortable having her 9-year-old daughter come and visit.
My mom brought my daughter here this weekend, and it was just awesome. And so I'm looking forward to more weekends like that. It's just makes my future look brighter. Yeah.
Along with Chung, 9 other people now have a place to call home. Rose Hoban, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.